Adam and son of the Lord. So dear friends, it was a great honor for me to come here in Nashville. That is coming here for two years, right? And always I feel the necessity to encourage yourself. Encouragement is one of the most important things now, according to the faith and our holy religion. Because the battle is harder than ever, more difficult than ever. So we need to remind ourselves of what the will of God, how to fight, how to be watchful, how to be prayerful, and what is God expecting from us. All these things is very important to remind you. Because yes, you don't have mass so seldom time, only a few times. So I will start by reminding you first the foundation of our holy religion. It is the feast of today, the very foundation. So the cross. So the cross never is separated from Christ. Christ never separated from his cross. In the plan of God, in our spiritual life, in his plan is that always when there is a cross, there is our Lord. And always when we go to our Lord, there is a cross also there. You cannot separate. People say that they love our Lord, but they don't love the cross, they are liars. It was San Luis de Montfort says. So it's highly imprudent, highly far from our Catholic religion and the will of God to forget that the cross is united with our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you will reject the cross, we reject our Lord. It was happening that example the matrimony. A matrimony is joining a joint to Christ in the cross. They share Christ, the life of Christ, the life of the Holy Family, and they share the cross. If women or the wife or husband, they separate, or they want to separate, or they want to offend or to do something against the other person or the family, they are doing that also against Christ. Yes? If someone wants to separate, he separates also from Christ, from the cross. So this is the key point of our Catholic religion. The cross is to be embraced, is to be loved, is to be accepted, is to be grateful for that. Because our Lord, our cross and the cross of our Lord are together. You notice the very sacrifice of the Holy Mass, when the priest pours a drop of water into the chalice of the blood, which is going to become the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, that union is our cross. That drop of water represents Mary's tears, anguish, solitude, sufferings, together with our crosses of the mystical body of Christ. All those sufferings and crosses are united to the cross and sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, and together are offered up by Christ to his Father. You see? So if we are not carrying our cross, we will not be protected from the sacrifice, and we will not be protected from graces. So grace flows from the cross. This is why our Lord, when he was coming on the cross, he gave us Mary, he gave us the Catholic Church, the sacraments, the baptism, all the grace, the different grace, and the triumph over death, over the devil, over the world, he was able to win the graces that we may become children of God, and heirs of heaven. But everything through the cross. This is what was a great event today when said, Helen, she found the Holy Cross, they found the Holy Cross, was lost, and we found it. It was a great rejoice when they found the cross. So the problem is not the cross that we have. This is the conclusion, no? That we have crosses is necessary for salvation. The cross that you have, you must accept it, as God sent it to you. So the problem is not the cross that you have. People always speak about their own crosses, about their sufferings, and they want something else, they want to take it away, or they want to improve the cross, or shorten it, or change it for something else. So, once for all, the problem is not the cross. The key, the focus is how to carry the cross. The cross that you have is necessary. If you don't want it, you don't want Christ, you don't want heaven, you don't want salvation. So it's not an option, the cross you have. The cross that you have is what you need to be saved. So stop focusing on your crosses, in pitying yourself, and looking for consolation, for relief. Of course, you can ask for that grace. God is going to give it to you, but according to His will, according to our needs, spiritual needs. We might need a heavier cross in order to be saved. God is the one who knows it. We can ask for relief. But we might get what our Lord God, when He prayed in the Garden of Olives, you remember? He said, Father, if it's possible, pass from me this chalice, but not my will, but that will be done. And the chalice didn't pass. He had to drink it completely. The crucifixion on the cross. So, our Lord was saying, we pray, yes, we pray for relief, consolation, okay? But accept whatever God sends to us. So this is the key point to win peace, to win confidence in God, to practice our faith, and therefore to foster our love for Christ. Because if we love the cross, we love Christ. If we complain against the cross, we complain against Christ. So remember, either we are with Christ and His cross and our cross, or we are against Christ, against His cross, which happens when we reject our cross. So, this is the people in the world doesn't understand that. This mystery of the cross is only understood by those who practice the Catholic religion. But nevertheless, it's the greatest encouragement, the cross. Why? Because the bigger the cross, the bigger the help from the bigger the grace to help you out from God. Of course. You see the problem? The cross in this moment is bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's going to be bigger. That only can mean that the grace available to us will be bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So we cannot despair, we cannot be disappointed, we cannot be pulling off our charity, we cannot diminish our faith, our fraternal charity, we cannot diminish the acts of mercy. On the contrary, we have to increase in acts of mercy, in fraternal charity, in love for the cross, love for Christ, love for the neighbor. Why? Because we have more grace, we have more help from God. On the contrary, so if we are not growing, It's because we are dragging the cross, because we don't want the cross. So if we don't grow, if we don't grow in spiritual life, it's because we are complaining against the cross. We don't like that the cross that we have. That's it. So this is why it's very good to speak about this, the cross, to remind you what is the cross about. Because Saint Louis de Montfort, Saint Bernard, Saint Jerome, many saints, they said the following: the greatest joy on earth is the cross. Look, just think about that. There is no greater joy than the cross. Why? Because the cross is the summit of our love for Christ and the summit of the love of Christ for us. It's the summit of the embrace of our love, of the embrace with our Lord. This is why Holy Communion is given at Mass. When our Lord embraced His cross, we embrace our cross. And therefore, we embrace our Lord, we receive our Holy Communion. You see? Before receiving communion, we embrace the cross first. So if we embrace the cross, we accept our cross, we offer our cross with our Lord. And it's then when our love, our embrace, our pleasure of heaven comes to us. Because Holy Communion is the same as heaven. Heaven and communion is the same. Essentially, it's the same. It's to enjoy and to receive Christ, God Himself, His love, His life, His treasures, all that He is infinite. The only difference between heaven and communion is the way we receive it. It's different as we'll be in heaven. But we receive communion, which is the highest reward on earth, the highest action on the earth, the highest manifestation of the love of God. But we receive it just after we embrace the cross. So in the measure we embrace the cross during our life, and especially during Mass, in the same measure we receive grace and love from communion, and help and the Holy Ghost from communion. So the fruits of communion will depend on how much and how generally we have embraced the cross, how much we have been fructifying the cross. It's one of the mysteries, most beautiful mysteries. It's why Saint Louis de Montfort wrote a book, you have to read it. This is called Divine Wisdom, the book, the Friends of the Cross. And also another is about the wisdom of God. But the Friends of the Cross and the Wisdom, the Book of Wisdom, both of them are books written to prepare us to love Mary, to prepare us to be consecrated to Mary. Why? Because if we don't love the cross, if we are not friends to the cross, we don't have wisdom, we don't have the Holy Ghost. And therefore we cannot do a good consecration to Mary. Because Mary is always at the foot of the cross during Mass and in our life. Because she made us of all graces means that she's taking from the Mass, from the cross, all the graces that we need every moment in order to distribute those graces upon us, our families. That means that Mary, in order to be mediatrix, has to be at the foot of the cross the whole time. So if we don't love the cross, we don't love Christ, we don't love Mary either. This is why, in order to be able to love Mary and to consecrate ourselves to her Immaculate Heart, it is essential to us to love the cross so that we will receive the wisdom to penetrate to the mysteries of Christ and Mary and be able to imitate the saints and consecrate ourselves completely to Mary and practice our consecration as we should. But that depends upon the cross again. Depends on how much we are at the foot of the cross during the day, during our life. That is the reason why I have been preaching about Our Lady of Sorrows, especially Our Lady of the Solitude. So is it the last sorrows of Mary, when our Lord died, start her solitude. So he had to take care of the Saint John and us, and to be mediators of all graces and be the mother to us, to form us, to prepare us, to console us, to defend us, to protect us, together with Saint Joseph in this life. But at the foot of the cross, that is the difference. The modernists will say, Jesus, if I trust in Jesus, I will be saved. If I believe in Him, I will be saved without speaking of His cross, without taking His cross, without being crucified ourselves and judge Jesus in His cross. So basically, a modernist take away the cross and only sees the goodness and the mercy of Christ without penance, without paying for the sin, without the cross, without the love of the cross. So in the same sense, a modernist says that love Mary, but without loving the cross, without loving the beauty of the state, without loving the sacrifices of charity, of teaching, of fulfilling the Ten Commandments, a lot of sacrifices there. So they, when they say that they love Mary, but they don't love the commandments, they are lying. But a modernist holds that love Mary while they don't love the commandments. But it's not true. It's not love for Mary. This is why we have to make straight our aim, our path, our mind, our will, our feelings, our steps, our family. So it's what we are doing. The real doctrine, the true doctrine of the Catholic Church, which the Archbishop Lefebvre taught us to hand that over upon you, is focused on the cross. Our Archbishop Lefebvre said, the sacrifice of the Mass is in the center of our life. The cross is the center. So, when you don't have the Mass available, see, the grace is available to you, doesn't change. You just unite yourself spiritually to the our Masses, and depending on how much you love the cross, how much you desire to be united to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, is how much you are going to receive even from your spiritual communion and from your spiritual Mass, from your sanctification of the Sunday. Do not depend upon the amount of sacraments. There is the lie of the SSPX. This is the fallacy that the SSPX is telling their own followers. The most sacraments, the most grace, the most possibility of salvation. Not true, it's not true at all, it's not true. Do not depend upon the amount of sacraments. The grace we receive doesn't depend upon the amount of sacraments. No. Depend upon the amount of the love for the cross. That includes humility, of course. Because if we want to love the cross, means that we don't think about ourselves, we deny ourselves. So our Lord said, my disciples must deny themselves, so we don't focus on ourselves, we don't have pity upon us. And I suffer a lot, no? We don't focus on ourselves. So we deny ourselves, take up our cross, and we follow our Lord. Look at our Lord, His own words, He said, those are my children, my disciples. So this is what the amount of graces do not depend on how many good people you have in your family, how many good priests, or how many sacraments you have. Doesn't depend upon that. Doesn't depend upon that. Depend upon how much fidelity we have to the cross, to our Lord, to His commandments, to Mary, by being obedient and respectful and honoring her and praying to her and not committing sins, this offense, and hearts, her Immaculate Heart. From that depends how much we receive. This is why it's a key focus, this doctrine of the cross. So the problem is not outside of us. The problem is inside of us. This is the problem. And we don't know the cross, we are not humble, we don't have enough faith, enough hope, we don't have enough charity to practice our religion. But believe me, it doesn't depend upon the external environment, how well we do. No. It depends upon how much faith, how much humility, how much love for the cross, which depends most upon us, especially because we don't ask for it, if we don't carry the cross, our Lord is not going to help us, of course. But if we carry our cross, our Lord is going to carry it. Remember, it's no separation between the cross and our Lord. It's no separation. We cannot separate that. This is why we should have zero complaints, zero sadness about crosses, zero despair, zero stress about crosses. Because it's embracing our Lord, is seeing our Lord, is seeing His hand coming upon us when we have a cross. Of course, this is our religion. So we are in a modernist environment in which the cross is bad, sin is the most attractive. And for the Catholic, it's the opposite. For the Catholic, the most attractive is the cross. It's the most horrible, the only evil in this time, in this world. The only which could separate me from God is sin. The greatest good is the cross. The greatest evil, sin. For the modern world, is the opposite. The most attractive thing is liberty, pride, sin. And the most horrible and less attractive and the most evil in this life is the cross. That's it. The apostasy. This is the apostasy. To hate the cross. To focus on me. And whatever threatens me, my own joy or myself, or enjoying myself, whatever threatens that, my opinion, my will, my inclination, my feelings, my comfort, that is bad. But the cross is bad. It's why people hate the truth. In practice, they hate God. Because they love themselves more than God. Because they hate the cross. So let's face it, this is where we have the sources. The source of all graces, blessings, and where we are going to find what we need to persevere, to save our families, our friends, and to make it to heaven. So let's pray today for that wisdom, for that love for the cross, with Mary, like Mary, and Mary, for Mary, and to Mary. My Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.